name is Brother Roy, and I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I have one purpose in standing here, and that is to bring glory to God. I've been telling Brother Swaggart for almost a year that God has put something in my heart to share, that it would take me about 8 or 10 minutes. He said, boy, you hold it till you can't hold it no more, and then when you can't hold it no more, you let it go.
Yeah.
And I think it's the right time.
Praise God.
In the right place. And I know there's a need. Now, Jesus said, when he was talking to Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter of John, he said, we testify to the things that we know and that we've seen. But in doing that, he had to use I from first person. So if you hear me say I several times in the next few minutes, it's not I, but I'm talking from first person experience. Amen? I was not raised in a Christian home. My father was a truck driver. My mother was a drunk. I knew nothing about Jesus Christ. I drank my first alcohol at probably 18 months old when I could get up to the coffee table. As I grew up, my father took me to my first whorehouse when I was 14. When I was 8 years old, my mother and father divorced. When I was 11, my mother died from cirrhosis of the liver. I lived on the streets in the pool halls. I went to the penitentiary. I saw the misery and the hurt. I got out of the penitentiary, met my wife, ran around the country robbing people. And in 1979, someone introduced me to Jesus Christ. He told me that my problem was not with drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or those things, but that my problem was spiritual and that Jesus would set me free. And he did. So the first thing I did was I went to fishing. Jesus said, if you will follow me, I will make you a fisher of men. And that's what I want to talk to you about is fishing. I love to fish. I love to go over here to Destin, Fort Walton Beach. And they've got boat after boat after boat lined up there. Now, I'm not the brightest duck in the pond. And I was born late at night, but it wasn't last night. So I go down there the day before we go fishing because it costs a little bit to go fishing. It costs about $100 to go out for the day. So I go down the day before and I watch the boats come in. And there's a lot of boats, but I look for the boat that's bringing in the fish. Amen? Now, there's some of those boats that never even leave the dock. They're just party boats. They're big party boats. You come on, you pay the same price, but you never move. You just sit there. In fact, there are some boats there that have huge flashing lights, not right in Destin, but near there. And they say, bring your $100 in here and you might leave a millionaire. But I look for the boat that's got the fish that they fillet and they throw in the buckets, because when the day's done, those people, they divvy up that fish and they're able to take something home with them. Amen? Well, when I got saved, I started fishing for men. And I said, I don't know much about fishing for men, but they told me about a school that was a school for fishers of men. And I said, well, I'll go to that school of fishers of men. And I won't say where it's at. But when I got there, I was very shocked, because most of the people that were teaching fishing weren't fishing. I mean, they had big boats, and they set in the, and they set, they had all the latest equipment and depth finders and trolling motors and all the stuff, but they just sat right there in the display room with the pole hanging over the edge, and they never caught a fish. Well, I went to fishing. Glory to God, I said, I came to fish, and I'm going to fish. And I fished, and I fished, and I fished, and I got other people, and I got me a boat, and I went fishing. Now, if you ever notice, people who are supposed to be fishermen and are not are very, very hard on people who are fishermen. And they sit back and they wait for those people who are fishermen to make a mistake. You see, if you want to catch fish, you have to get out into the deep. So I got out into the deep, and needless to say, I got my boat hung up a couple of times. I got my boat snagged a couple of times. And as a matter of fact, one time I hit an old boy in the head up in the president's office. You know what they did to me? They made me park my boat. They made me park my boat, man. They sat and they waited for me to make a mistake, and they made me dry dock my boat. And I said, this can't be right. Not according to the book. And they said, rebellions is the sin of witchcraft. And I said, oh, man, this can't be right. But I parked my boat. And then I got to hearing about a huge fishing vessel. One like very few had ever seen. They was talking about it from the platform, and they'd say, did you hear that old boy down south? He's got that huge fishing vessel. Did you hear what he said? He said if Mother Teresa ain't saved, she's going to go into hell. And I said, well, that's what the book says. Amen? I came down to Louisiana, and I saw the largest fishing vessel that I had ever seen in my entire life. Now, this is a different kind of fishing here, folks. This is a different kind of fishing here. See, I don't get to feel the tug on the line. I don't get to feel the tug on the line. But my goal is not to have the fun of the tug on the line. My goal is to catch fish. And I said, if I have to stay down in the belly of this big old fishing vessel and shovel fish guts and fish poo, till the day that this thing pulls up to the dock, then I'll be glad to do that. Well, now, needless to say, this fishing vessel has launched out into the deep, and it's hit a few waves on its time, too. Somebody say amen. You know what they said to do? Dry dock your boat. Dry dock your boat. Park it for 2 years. Park that boat. I ran to him. I said, mister, I don't know what you're going to do, but you can't park that boat. You cannot park that boat. Amen. Hallelujah. When I got here, there was a lot of hands on deck. There was 1,500 hands on deck when I got here. Most of them were sitting in lounge chairs. Up on deck, sitting in lounge chairs, collecting $40,000 a year, just sitting there. Looking good. I said, what do you do? He said, oh, I just lounge. I said, well, my goodness, man, we're supposed to be fishing. Well, you know what happened? They went overboard. They left. Now, we got a pretty motley crew around here. That's right. That's right. Not many noble. Not many handsome. But we got some fishermen.
Yes!
And I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit. See, this man is not the captain of the ship. I got news for you, folks. This ain't Jimmy Swaggart's ministry. This is God's ministry. This is God's ministry. This is God's ministry. I said, God owns the ship. He lets his son Jesus run it. And the Holy Spirit is the navigator. And he says when to turn left and when to turn right, and where to put down the net.
Glory to God.
Well, now the Father called them. And he said, get ready.
Glory to God.
He said, get ready. Because we're going to let down the net. And you're going to pull in fish like you've never seen before. This boat's going to be used. And I said, thank you, Lord. But now here's the deal. I'm down there in the belly. You folks don't get to see me. Is that a wide-angle lens? I hope it is, boy. Y'all don't get to see me much because I stay down in the belly of this whole thing. And that's plenty fine with me. Amen? I'm down there where you hear the tappets on them big old engines. And it's hot and it's sweaty. But that's fine. But it costs money to run the ship. It costs money to run the ship. It costs money to run it. Now, remember I told you there's a lot of boats there. I've never seen more boats on the water in all my life. But there ain't many of them fishing. You see, they're all, the ones that are fishing are just pulling up and trying to steal fish off the other people's boats. That's right. That's right. I might just go ahead and preach a minute. Or the fish that they are catching, they really not no good for nothing. They just old dead floating fish. Anybody can go along and pick up dead floating fish. Amen? I'm talking about fishing and getting fish, getting something so on payday you got something in your bucket. But it costs money to fish. Now, I'm not a rich man. I'm rich in Christ, but according to the world, I'm not rich. That's a Timex watch, $2,750. These are Kmart britches and Payless shoes. I figure, why pay more if you can pay less? I said, oh God, I see so many people in the church, and they're fighting over asphalt. They're wasting fishing money on asphalt. See, gold, that's what God uses for asphalt. I said, Lord, couldn't I just stand up there and say, having all them diamonds and that gold is so foolish, because when you stand before God, you're going to wish that you hadn't have done it, and driving them big cars is so foolish because you should use it. He said, sure, you can do that, Roy, if you're willing to stand up there and tell those people that you spent the price of about two Lincolns on that 100-pound gut that you got. I said, well, now, I don't know if I want to do that, Lord. I don't know if I want to do that. See, so I'm just bad as anybody. Amen? But I want to see people get into heaven. Yeah. Now, I don't have a lot of money. I got an envelope here. I gave a $2,000 pledge. I always try to put at least 10% down. I wouldn't tell anybody to give a pledge unless God tells you to. But I put down $200 on a $2,000 pledge, and I had $1,600 of it paid off. And a friend come up to me, a person that doesn't make a lot in salary, and said, God told me to pay your $2,000 pledge. I said, well, you can't, because that's what God told me to do. Well, the person insisted, so I took the $2,000. I've got it in this envelope, along with another $300, which is 10% down on $3,000, and I'm going to give $5,000 for one purpose. That's so this boat can go. And let me tell those of you that are sitting at home who have a burden for people to go into heaven, please do not send that $20, that $50, that $15, that $100. Don't send it to a pleasure craft. Don't send it to one because they tell you that you're going to get $100 back or $200 back. If you're genuinely born again, send it to a, and I'm not saying this is the only place that's fishing, but I send it to a place that's going to use it for fishing for judgment day. Somebody say amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Come on, give the Lord a hand. I've never heard it better said. I've never heard it better said. Hallelujah.